Well, the lifting of almost all restrictions here in the past week has meant that for many people, they are starting to plan ahead. And one of the things they are planning is their summer holiday. Will many go abroad again, or will they stay at home for the third year in a row? Well, here's what some people were saying in Dublin this morning.
Yeah, going to try and go as quick as I can.
As quick as you can. Where would you go, or what do you plan?
We're actually looking like a city weekend away somewhere soon.
Yeah, definitely. Can't wait. I have friends in Vietnam, Oz, London. Going to go to them all, ideally.
Fantastic. And have you been away at all over this, or is this?
I actually have, yeah. I was travelling in September, just kind of in between restrictions. So mad for road again now.
Well, hopefully, but not at the moment, yeah. I should do, you know. I have all the vaccinations and stuff like that. But I would like to go away. Not particularly me, but my missus.
Where does she want to go?
Well, anywhere. Anywhere, because she's used to being away.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, first chance I get. I actually booked Mexico for July.
Nice one. Yeah. Are you going by yourself, a few mates?
No, me and the missus.
And have you been dying to get away then with the restrictions? Or?
Yeah, I do. I travel a bit for work anyway, so I haven't been stuck in the country, but it'd be nice to get away and relax, I suppose. Yeah.
And yeah, we have plans. So we are planning for the long bank holiday weekend, so the 4 days. And also we are planning next in April for the Easter bank holiday weekend. So like, let's hope all things finger crossed.
The new bank holiday that you're planning?
Yes, yes.
And where, yeah. What do you plan to do?
So for this one, we are planning to go to the Istanbul.
Okay.
For the 4 days. And for in the April, we are planning to go to the Spain.
Istanbul and Spain. People are very organised. Their holiday plans are well in train. Well, we are joined now this morning. Those people, I should say, we're talking to our reporter, Killian Sherlock, in Dublin this morning. We're joined now on Morning Ireland by Nicola Duggan, who is the general manager of the Sneem Hotel in Kerry, and by Reid Moody, who is chief strategy and planning officer with Aer Lingus. Nicola, to you first. I don't think any of them were planning to holiday in Ireland this year. What are you hoping for? What are you seeing in terms of bookings for your hotel for the months ahead?
Yes, good morning, Audrey. We're seeing a trend of increased bookings even before the announcement. From the start of the year, we saw a trend of increased bookings for the season ahead. Obviously, for the first quarter, obviously, people will be a little apprehensive, or were apprehensive, so, but they had bedded down a few of their bank holidays and their Easter bookings with us at the first week or two of January.
And when you say increased bookings, are you talking about mostly weekend breaks, or how long are people booking for?
The domestic trend would be 2 to 3 nights. So we've seen with the bank holidays, and obviously with the announcement of the new bank holiday, we've seen an increased amount of bookings with the new bank holiday coming in on stream.
Okay, and is that a big improvement on last year at that time last year, last March, April?
Well, I suppose March, April last year we were closed, you know, so we had a 5-month closure from New Year's Eve. So we would compare it to 2019. So we're seeing it an increase from 2019.
Yeah. Oh, it's a significant increase, is it?
Yes, it would be anything up to 20% of increase.
Oh. And Reid, to you at Aer Lingus there, what are you seeing in terms of bookings from people to go abroad?
Good morning. So we also had been seeing good confidence building since the start of the year, but Friday's announcement really gave a huge boost. The best example I can give you is Monday. So on Monday, we had the busiest day we've seen on the website since March 2020. So this is all before the pandemic commenced. So we've not seen the demand anywhere near this since pre-pandemic conditions. And I would echo some of the things that some of your listeners were saying there. So ski breaks are very popular at the minute. A lot of people wanting to have interest in the February midterm. The Canaries are very popular for that. But especially the additional bank holiday for St. Patrick's weekend. We're seeing a huge amount of interest in city breaks. So Rome and Paris being very popular. But also on the American side, a lot of interest in New York and Boston for St. Patrick's weekend as well. So that additional bank holiday has proven very, very popular. And then if we move to Easter in the summer, generally the demand is strong right across our network. So all of the old traditional routes that you would expect, the Spanish resorts, the Portuguese resorts, especially the Algarve, the Canaries, south of France and Italy are all strong. But on the US side, it's also very strong. So again, New York and Boston for Easter, very strong. Orlando, very strong for summer holidays, as is San Francisco and LA. So we've got a huge amount of routes on sale this year, and specifically on the US, we'll be the only carrier, Aer Lingus will be the only carrier operating to the West Coast. So the demand that we're seeing at the minute for the likes of LAX, Seattle and San Francisco is all very strong as well. And that echoes also for Shannon. So Shannon, yeah. We have our routes commencing in March, transatlantic, 14 flights a week. So we'll have daily services to JFK and Boston. So a huge boost since Friday across the full network.
It really sounds like it. Let me bring in John Spollen, Director of Cassidy Travel. John, is that tallying with what you've noticed in your business since the restrictions eased?
Yeah, good morning. Yes, indeed it is. I echo with Aer Lingus there. I'm delighted to see that their routes are restarting to the West Coast because it's hugely popular. The USA in general is hugely popular. Florida, for one, is where a lot of families heading there this year. Of course, Europe is the go-to destination. Spain and Greece. Greece is coming up this year for summer holidays, as well as Italy, and also the own perennial Portugal. The Algarve is still booking out very well, too.
Reid, are Aer Lingus bringing many international visitors to Ireland?
Yes, we are, yes. So, again, we've been running a winter sale, and a part of that has been very much focused on the American traveller. So we're seeing a lot of demand, and again, that picked up after the announcements on Friday. So inward tourism, and also beginning to see the start of inward trade again, and industry, business people wanting to travel. We expect there to be strength both on the Irish traveller going into continental Europe or to the US, but also from inward tourism as well.
Nicola, how are you feeling looking ahead to the summer months then for your business? Are you worried that fewer people will come in than will leave the country?
Well, we're very confident in our domestic markets because we depend a lot on the domestic markets down here in Sneem. For us, it would be a huge Irish market that we would that would be our market. My concern mainly would be, the over 55 market, the active retirement market. We haven't seen the return of this market since the pandemic began. We've seen trickles of it, but not a huge amount of it. And this is a huge part of our business as well. So we're hopeful that we will see it come back. We're hopeful with the we hope that the trend of bookings continue for in the next couple of months. But we would like to see all of the markets come back.
Absolutely. And John, just finally to you, should people expect prices to go up then as demand increases?
I think with inflation and the prices will probably increase somewhat naturally. But 2022 is set for a bumper year for travel. I mean, many people are eagerly reaching for their passports as we speak and are already planning or booking the trip for next year. So it's all on the rebound. So it's good news for our staff, good news for our customers. And I'd like to thank our staff for working with us throughout the last 2 years. They've been fantastic.
Well, thank you all very much for joining us on Morning Ireland. John Spollen, Nicola Duggan and Reid Moody.